All right, Felix, you ready? All right. Good morning. Our first talk of the day is from Felix. Felix is a researcher and free software supporter currently working on the Verilog AMS in GNUcap with funding from NLNet. Thanks, Felix.
Thank you. Thanks, Chris, for the introduction. Thanks for organizing this event. And thanks, everyone, for coming at this early hour. I would like to talk about GNUcap again and what happened since last FOSDEM, basically, giving a quick summary. And thanks to NLNet because this wouldn't happen without NLNet. There was lots of tinkering before NLNet came entering the scene, and I think that's an important aspect of this whole thing. So an extra thanks goes to Amsterdam. And so what is this about? The GNU circuit analysis package is a small package. We do circuit analysis. We extend the library with plugins, which I will explain in a bit. And it was originally meant as a different spice-like simulator to simulate stuff, but on smaller machines, smaller hardware demands and stuff. And it brought a model compiler, which allowed you to describe models and run them with your simulation. And the bit of the extra here is we do post-spice simulation. We use new algorithms, new concepts, and towards mixed simulations and doing things faster than other simulators do. And it started in 1990 with ACS, that's Al's circuit simulator. Al is here this year. He couldn't join us last year, but if you have questions to him, you can ask him maybe after the session. He released his software in 2001 under GPL license to avoid patent issues. And that's maybe part of the deal. We have stuff that others don't, and others would like to have but don't. And Al decided to move to plugins 10 years after, in order to make it more kind of community friendly. Without funding, that wasn't possible, and funding started 3 years ago. And so why circuits? We simulate circuits. Simulating circuits is part of the design process of chips and everything that depends on chips, PCBs, or circuits in general. And we want more of them. And commercial tools do this all the time, and free software is a bit lagging behind. And part of the problem is missing standardization. There's been some standardization work in programming languages in the past decades, which kind of missed out on circuit simulation and hardware description. And everyone invents their own hardware description language. And some companies sat together and decided to write up a standard to simulate or to verify first the circuit relevant models and came up with Verilog 95, which everyone probably knows from small logic simulations. And later variants have come up. And people have kind of collectively created models or could exchange data and simulate them and do similar things with similar results. And Verilog AMS is the analog mixed signal extension for Verilog 95, which adds what SPICE had to the Verilog 95 and adds some interconnect layers and modeling for stuff in between the analog and digital domain. And we just do it that way because we have no time to reinvent the wheel. Plugins, everyone knows plugins from Linux, from Python. We do it basically the same way. We have an interface that loads plugins. We allow everyone to build their own plugins. We don't care what they do, really. And if you have plugins, you can share them with others and let others run your stuff. You don't need to bother with upstream development, or you don't need to bother with completing them. You have a proof of concept, you can talk about it, you can present it. And we have some existing examples, some of which are built into the main repository, and we have some satellite repositories or branches with other stuff. And the new stuff that has happened since last FOSDEM is we have now we have node ordering plugins, because node ordering is a hard problem. Everyone who can do better, well, come and do better. Show us your plugin. We have a KLU plugin. KLU is one of these general purpose matrix solvers, which turned out to be nice for small analog circuits. And awaiting a new version of KLU, we already have the interface for it. And whatever you want to do. So we have these goals here, the standardization, the Verilog model gen, the support for Verilog AMS splits into the simulator support and the model compiler support, and we want to kind of make other people standardize their workflows to make tools more transparent and stuff. And that's why the first topic today is file formats again, and the second and third topic is about advancements in the simulator and model compiler, and I've got some work in progress on stuff, particularly other people jumping on board and doing great stuff, and I want to get into that a bit. So why do we need a file format for data interchange? It has been puzzling many for many years, but to build a chip or anything more complex, you need multiple tools, and you want to get your data across. And when you watch circuit designers, there's one group that uses commercial tools. The commercial tools are driven by armies of developers who write converters. And nobody in the open source or free software world can be really bothered with, I don't know, with catching up, really. So everyone catches up, but in different directions. So there's no common denominator, and it's a bit of a mess. And people are valid.